Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a lovely day, and after puja in the morning, we Shambhihari and I crossed the river to Navadvip, to Koladvip specifically, and we went to Aparadhanga, the place in Navadvip where Vaishnav Aparad is forgiven. It's inevitable that one commits offenses in Prabhupada's preaching. One may unknowingly and unwillingly commit offenses to Vaishnavas. And we should, of course, always be careful. If we do, then we should ask forgiveness to appropriate Vaishnavas. But when we don't know that we've committed, then you don't know who to ask or where to go. So that's why getting forgiveness from the power of the Dham is desirable. So we did that, and of course we went by boat. And we also came back by boat. We came back across the Ganges, and then just at the juncture of the Ganges and the Jalangi, where you can see the waters mixing, there's a very straight line. One is yellow, the other one is blue. Then we took a bath, and that was quite invigorating. Good, very windy yesterday. There was a good breeze blowing, and aside from that, it was extremely hot. And then after our bath, we zoomed off to Krishnananda Prabhu and the Shashwani's home, where we had. It was a wonderful feast. We arranged for Jagannath Mahaprasadam, and there was also other preparations cooked, but the Jagannath Mahaprasadam really went around. I was surprised that so many devotees got so much of that. Anyway, it was a wonderful feast. And then we came back here, and I arranged to be able to distribute prasadam to all the workers here at Rasamrita, whom you can hear working in the background. They're always working. And that was very nice. And in the evening, as you can hear from the articles, we chanted and read, and it was outside, very, very pleasant. And that was our program yesterday. And thanks to all the devotees who sent all kinds of well wishes. And spent part of my day answering them, sort of sending out a standard answer to everyone, but at the same time, some devotees were writing offerings, and so a lot to read and follow. So thank you for all of your kind words. In Budapest, devotees went out and did a book distribution marathon, which sort of reminded me of Srila Prabhupada this morning. I was listening, said this oft stated statement of his, that if you want to be quickly recognized by Krishna, then you have to preach. And in my current studies, I'm seeing how elusive a thing this Krishna prema, especially Raja prema, is. It doesn't happen just by like falling off a log or something like that. You need to really be extraordinarily empowered in order to attain that type of perfection. So it's not easy, and we don't have the same type of qualification as the Gop Kumars of the world do. So Krishna prema pradayate, therefore Lord Chaitanya came to give it, and Lord Chaitanya wanted Krishna consciousness preached, and if we want to be first in line from Lord Chaitanya's grace or mercy, then preaching is the way to do it. Hare Krishna. That was a report from yesterday.